It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Ron Ananian.
My first boss, Billy, in the gas station always told me when he was teaching me about maintenance, he said, it's one thing to do maintenance properly, but proper maintenance done properly is better.
Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, just be thankful for what you got.
The Car Doctor.
You seem to like older Cadillacs, right?
Oh, I love it. I love the vehicle.
If this was 40 years ago, you'd restore it and drive it, right? It's your hot rod. This is your thing. This is what you like. Drive it, enjoy it.
And welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Hey, welcome aboard, Ronnie and the Car Doctor, at your service. Let's get going right away. We're busy. Doug in Oklahoma, return call, 01 Chrysler Town and Country. What engine's in this car, Doug?
It is a 3.3 liter.
Okay, and what was wrong with this?
Well, I was having problems with it stalling out, running bad, and it kept coming up with a map code.
Okay.
So I replaced the maps, and it did not work. And I bought another one, and it still didn't work. And I tried chasing, making sure all my grounds were good. And no matter what I did, it would act up. It was real flaky. It'd work real good for a while, and then it would stop. Well, then I called your show, and you recommended to buy, you know, wire in past the connector, make my own wiring. So what I did is I went to the computer. I tracked it down through a wiring diagram. I found the wires where they went into the computer, and I soldered in wires and made a ground directly to the battery, put it all in there, never had a problem since.
Cool. Good. I'm glad. Oh, we're fixed. Oh, good. Good. Yeah,
we're fixed.
Yeah, we're fixed.
You know, to be truthful, at first, I was skeptical. I was going, that ain't going to work. That's not going to fix it. But then
I get that a lot.
I sat down and thought about it.
Yeah.
Pardon?
I get that a lot.
Oh.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Believe me, I get that a lot, brother. you know, but I'm glad it worked. Listen, you know how many times a day I do that, or a week, really? I mean, it just happens. You get into some of these cars, these older cars with wiring. You know, we had a call last hour from Jeremy in D.C. He was talking about his sister's control arms on her 07 Toyota, and the Toyota procedure is to pull the engine. You know how insane it is to pull the engine on a 15-year-old vehicle, expecting all the wiring connectors and harnesses are going to, they're all molded and, you know, heat formed to the vehicle, and you're going to disturb something, and will it ever run right again? It presents a whole series of challenges. So, you know, manufacturing wiring harnesses is not something new. It's just, it's part of the deal now. You know, but well, I'm glad for you. So, excellent.
And, you know, if you get the vehicle, I had put an engine in that about 8 years ago, and I did have a few. I had another problem creep up where the transmission would think it was in the wrong gear. And I'm going, this ain't right. So I was getting ready to put a transmission selector solenoid. And I got to thinking, you know, I wonder if there's a wiring harness problem. So I tracked down the harness to that, and lo and behold, that's what the problem was.
Kind of makes you want to take that connector apart for the throttle body, or, you know, the junction, right? You just, because I'm like that too, right? You want to just take it apart. You're looking for, and you'll never see it. That's the bad part. You'll just, you'll never see it. You'll never find it. So, well, good. I'm glad it worked out for you, Doug. And, you know, let me run along though. We're busy today, but if you need anything else, you give us a call back. I'm glad it worked out for you, and have a good rest of the weekend. Let's wander over and talk to Randy in Texas. Randy, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. What's going on?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Well, I have a 2016 F-150 with a 5-liter engine in it.
Okay.
And it shudders and dies when I'm idling sometimes. Not all the time. I never get an engine light, check engine light. It's got about 88,000 miles. I'll check all the forums, and there's like, if I go to 5 forums and there's 50 people, I have 50 ideas. And everybody says, no, don't do that, don't do this. So I thought, I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to call you.
Okay, cool. Do you have a scan tool? Do you have any kind of tooling? Are you a mechanic at heart, or are you just
Well, you know, I used to be before they got too complicated.
Okay. You know, do you own a scan tool? I mean, can you monitor, you know, certain things and go get certain pieces of information? I mean, we could have a general conversation on where to go to. You know, when it does this stall, is it just, you're just sitting there and all of a sudden it just sort of, you know, filters out and fails?
Yeah, it just, I'll just be sitting there and all of a sudden it just starts shuddering and dies.
Okay, and is it in
no
gear?
Rhyme or reason to it.
Is it in gear when this happens, or you're just sitting there in park?
Sometimes I'm in gear. Yeah, well, I guess almost always I'm in gear when it does that.
Okay. Important to know, because is it transmission related, right? Are you looking at the wrong end? Just because the engine's running and it stalls. Well, always think about condition. You've driven manual transmission, right?
Right.
Okay. If you let the clutch out and the engine's running, what happens? It stalls. If you've got automatic transmission that inadvertently applies two gears at once, guess what happens? It shudders and stalls.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, what's really going on? If this only stalls in gear, okay, and you can catch it in the act, and the next time it happens, it's sitting in drive, pop it into neutral. What do you have?
Okay.
What do you have, a 3 to 5 second window of opportunity before it actually stalls?
Yeah, it just starts shuddering and then dies. It doesn't just go shudder once and die, but it shudders for a few seconds. Yeah.
Right. You know, if you find that it stalls regardless, all right, that, you know, you're sitting there in park, you're letting it warm up, run out in the driveway, and, you know, all of a sudden it stalls after it's warmer. And that's another question. Is it only warm? Will it do it cold? You know, is there specific temperature conditions? Is there specific weather conditions when this happens? So, you know, and these are the things.
Well, I have noticed when I do my warm up in the morning from inside the house.
Right.
Sometimes I go out and it seems to, you know, it'll shut off after 15 minutes. And sometimes it seems like, I don't think it's been 15 minutes since I turned that on.
And it's off.
and it's off.
Right.
So it may be shuttering when I'm not out there. You know, shuttering. Right. It may be in gear, but I just don't know.
See, if you could get some consistency so that when you take it in somewhere, all right, here's an example. I don't do this every time, but here's an example where if this was being brought to the shop, I would sit the customer down. There's a questionnaire you have to fill out. How long, how often, you know, I don't need to know what day of the week and what shirt you were wearing, but I need to know conditions upon which it happened because I want to try and duplicate it. All right.
Okay.
If you had a scan tool, we wanted to get into the nitty gritty. We're going to start to talk about fuel trim, which is sort of like heart rate and blood pressure. You know, do we have a problem where the engine is stalling when you leave it in park because the canister purge valve is leaking, causing a rich condition, making it run rough, you know, just back in the old days, and I'm going to date myself here, like the choke flap got stuck and it stalled the engine out, right? You know, how rich is it running? You know, can we look at those things? For that matter, all right, just because there's no fault codes on, can I go in and look at fuel trim? If I have long-term fuel trim, short-term fuel trim, if long-term fuel trim looks good, I don't have a problem. If long-term fuel trim is knocking on the door of 20% and the fault code sets at 21, guess what? I've got a rich condition pending. It's about to happen.
Oh, okay.
So there's things you can do. Do you have a fuel pump dying? Right? But, you know, all great questions. I just need to know. Park, neutral, drive. Does any of that make a difference? If you let it idle, can you let it idle and get it to happen? And can you time it with some consistency? All right. I need to put it
in several different conditions.
Yes.
To see when it is and when it's not.
Exactly. All right. And the first thing I would do, if your recollection is it's happening more in gear, I'd set the park and brake. I'd chock the wheels for safety. And, you know, pop it in drive and just sit there. You know, unless you want to be outside it when it happens, but I don't like leaving vehicles in drive if I'm not in them.
Right. Well, I would always have my foot on the brake.
Yep. Well,
when it does.
Oh, anytime it does it, it's your foot's on the brake.
Well, I think it is.
Okay.
You know,
see,
I'm not real sure whether I'm putting it in park and it's doing it or not.
Right. So, that's another thing you got to look at, Randy, because if it does it, all right, if it doesn't when you put your foot on the brake consistently, is there a problem with the brake booster that you're leaning out the fuel mixture causing it to stall? Do us both a favor, all right, because we could talk about this for the rest of the hour. Go try and duplicate the conditions and get them with some consistency as to when and how this happens. Have a yellow notepad and a pencil with you. Start writing things down. Start taking notes. It'll help me to diagnose it better, and it'll help you when you take it into a garage. You can tell them specific things, and then we can talk again in a couple of weeks. Good luck to you. Let me know what happens. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Snakes. Zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Whether it's a little red Corvette or a Yugo, you've come to the right place to get that car fixed. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor, 855-560-9900. Now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's cruise over to Danny in Maine, 14 Honda CR-V. Danny, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hi. I just have a few questions.
Sure.
A week ago, I was underneath the hood of my wife's car, which is the Honda, and I checked the oil, and it was 2 quarts low, or it didn't show on a dipstick. So I immediately went to the receipt for where she got the oil change and determined that we have about 4,000 miles on this oil change. So we went back to where we changed the oil and asked them about it, and they said, well, you know, that's normal. Your car burns oil. You've got carbon in your exhaust pipe. And I said, well, you know, I've never noticed any smell of burnt oil, and I certainly don't have any leaks. So, I don't know. My question is, running it 2 quarts low, are we at risk of damaging the engine?
Maybe. Best answer Maybe. I got. Yeah, you don't, you know, it's you know, it's like that patient that bleeds out and you can't bleed more than a pint and they bleed a pint and a quarter. Is it fatal? Maybe.
Right.
You know, you know, if it's still running and it's not making any noise, probably you're okay. You sure didn't do it any good. You know, but it's you're not going to do anything about it, right? How many miles are on this, Danny?
It has 140,000 on it.
Okay. So the general rule of thumb, the general rule of thumb in the industry is, you know, if you read any of the journals and what's going on, everybody seems to accept a quart every 1,000 miles. I don't. I think that's nonsense. I don't think an engine should burn oil. I think in an environment for the past 40 years where we're trying to lower emissions and pollution, if we're burning oil, we're sort of, you know, going back to 1963, you know, which where oil consumption and burning was normal. The reason you don't see it, all right, because, you know, you've got that same confused tone in your voice that everybody seems to have, which I get over the years. I've kind of picked up on that. Is the reason you don't see that is because the catalytic converter is causing a reduction and, you know, causing the oil to burn off before it actually gets out the pipe and burn as a blue smoke, right? You don't see smoke. You might see it under heavy duress or, you know. And then by the same token, maybe they didn't put all the oil in, which could happen.
So that was one. I wondered that.
Right. And the only way you're going to prove it is with consistency. You know, fill it up, watch the mileage. I would check the oil in 500 miles. I would check the oil in 1,000 miles, and then every 1,000 thereafter for this oil drain interval. How long do you go in between oil changes?
We watch the minder on the dash, whatever that is. I would assume it's around 4,000 or 5,000 miles.
Well, be careful. I've seen that Honda oil change mileage minder go to 9,000 miles. You know, it's
wow.
Yeah, I've seen them. You know, that mileage minder in all vehicles from all manufacturers is calculating oil drain intervals based on engine speed, load, idle time, operating temperature, etc. You know, it takes all those factors into consideration, and then it comes out to the right answer every time. I don't buy it. Right? If I had a nickel for every time I say this, for every customer that's been in and we've changed their oil every 5,000 to 6,000 miles, they get rid of the car because they're tired of it, not because it's broken. You know, and they'll hit 250,000, 300,000 miles. So, you know, the one thing you also have to consider is that time sitting. If it's a vehicle that sits a lot in cold weather, it does short trip startup. That's brutally hard on an engine. All right.
Yeah.
You know, the rule around the shop is 5,000 miles, 5 months on synthetic. You want to do it more often? Great.
Okay, well, that's...
I
think that's about what it is anyway.
Right. And it's easy enough to look. I mean, listen, you could go back and look at your receipts and mileage, right?
Exactly.
But, you know, so if that's what it is, if it's 5 months, 5,000 miles, 5, 6 months, 5,000 miles, great. Now we're down to, did they put all the oil in it? All right. And if they put all the oil in it and it does it again in 4,000 miles, it could be a case that, you know, do we have sticky rings on the pistons? General age. You know, it's 140,000 miles. It's 10 years old. You know, Hondas of that generation run a low tension oil control ring because they're trying to minimize drag so they get better fuel economy. And depending upon how, I'm going to say correct, I'm doing the with my fingers, you know, correct up in the air here, oil was put in it, how correct the oil was. Are the piston rings a little gummy and bindy? Maybe. You know, it's just you got a bunch of things to look at. Their comment about carbon in the tailpipe is amusing, by the way. I think every exhaust pipe has carbon in it. Yeah, it's, you know, that's commonly called, I don't know the answer, so I'm just going to try and baffle this guy. You know, every exhaust pipe has carbon in it. That's just normal. So, you know.
I checked all my vehicles after that, and they're all the same.
Right. So, yep. It's amazing what people will tell somebody when they haven't got a clue what's going on. So they could just say, I don't know. It could be something mechanical and it's old. But in the meantime, check your oil every 500 miles or, you know, 500, 1,000, then every 1,000 thereafter. If you don't find it burning it and if it never happens again, well, then we know that they didn't add the correct amount of oil and you got to go find another quick oil change place, which won't be hard. But if it continues on this path, then you've just sort of reached that. Last note, you might want to check and make sure, you know, PCV valve and crankcase ventilation system is working properly on this. Any engine, really, anytime we have consumption, if we have to get to that, if it really is consuming it and it's not lack of oil installed at the oil change. So keep that in the back of your head for 6 months from now. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this. Don't go away.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just take your place in the driver's seat. Driver's seat. Driver's seat.
Yeah. Welcome back. We're on the name of the Car Doctor. That's me. Let's go over to William in Maine, 14 Ram, and some headlight issues. William, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Yes, thank you. I've got a 2014 Ram 1500, and I'm trying to fit it with a set of aftermarket HID headlight conversion kit.
Okay.
And it's advertised as a plug-and-play unit, and all you really need to do, because it comes with a ballast and it comes with the information canceller, so you don't get a warning on your dash and everything. So you just unplug your halogen bulbs and plug this harness into it, and it's supposed to function. But what's happening in my case is that when I plug them in and then turn on my headlights, all four of the lights will strobe. They'll flash off and on, off and on, off and on for maybe 10 seconds, and then they go out completely, and then I get a information
warning, right,
message on my dash that says headlights are out.
Right. Yep, because Chrysler runs, they do this electrical load detection strategy, so they can warn, because they want to warn you if you've got a, you want to see it work, put the old headlights back in and disconnect one bulb, and I believe it will tell you that you've got a headlight out.
Right,
they're looking at voltage drop across Ohm's law. You know, Ohm's law, the thing we never talk about. Everybody goes, "What's Ohm's law?" It's been around 150 years. you know, it's just they're looking at a voltage drop or lack of signal or however they're approaching it, and they're just as designed. So the problem is likely the HIDs are changing the resistance value in the circuit. So your phone call really should be to the manufacturer of the kit. Where'd you get the kit? On Amazon, online, or at a parts house?
No, I got it from Headlight Experts.
Right. Well, let's see if they really are experts. Yeah, you can't be the first guy to have this problem. You know, I always say that, all right? I always say that, brother. You can't be the first guy to have this problem. Maybe there's something that particular vehicle has that they're going to track down and go, yeah, you need this module to fool the system into actually, you know, being correct for the lights that you've got. So,
I gave a call in, and they said, well, if they do that, what you need to do is change the polarity, because halogen bulbs are not polarity sensitive, and I guess the HIDs are. And so he said, what you need to do is just unpin the harness and swap the red wire and the black wire and then put them back together, and they should function properly. And I, of course, I did that, and that didn't help.
Right.
And so they said, they're just telling me, well, you're doing something wrong.
So in other words, they're not headlight experts.
So, well, not as advertised.
Yeah, it's, you know, it boggles my mind, all right, how these companies stay in business. You know, it shouldn't be, you should be okay. Here's your argument, all right? Bill, if the headlights function normally with factory headlights, and you've now put in this aftermarket kit, which is plug and play, and it doesn't work, where's the problem? Somebody explain to me how it could be anything else. Now, if they want you to re-engineer it, okay, but we got to get paid for that, because that's not what the kid said, right? And you've got to be careful here, because you're fooling around. If you pull up a wiring harness for that, I'm almost certain it's going to show it going back to the body computer. So you're playing with voltage and wiring that leads back to something sensitive called a computer. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Right.
You know, so maybe as an alternative, instead of doing HIDs, do you have factory LEDs in this truck?
No.
Okay. Take a look at the LED kits. All right. I just converted my old 04 Suburban over to LEDs, and it really was plug and play. It was four bulbs.
Did you use those in a projector style headlight?
If they make it for the application, you'll have to see. I wouldn't look at the headlight. I would just look up the vehicle with the factory lamps. Does anybody make an LED conversion for that?
Okay.
All right. What were you before you put this kit in? Were you conventional HID?
No, I was a halogen.
Okay. So, right. So your argument is, or your conversation is, I would go to either Philips or the Sylvania website, and or better yet, you know where I would go? I would go look at Peak. I would look at Peak makes the antifreeze people. They make a headlight bulb. See if there's an application for that here. It just popped into my head. All right. and take a look and see what Peak makes, because Peak just came out with some new stuff in the marketplace that they may have headlight bulbs for this.
Okay.
All right. But the fact is, if the headlight experts are telling you and it doesn't work, you know, I bet you if you call them back and say you want your money back, they'll respond.
Well, I did that, and they said, well, you've already installed them once, so that makes them used, and we can't take them back.
Did you put it on a credit card?
No, it's through PayPal.
Oh, well, so you've got protection through PayPal, because PayPal paid a credit card, right?
Right.
Right.
But the problem is I went to the Better Business Bureau website, and they've got about 1,000 complaints against them.
Right.
For basically the same thing.
So at this point, you know what? You just want to get rid of the bulbs and get your money back and just cancel the payment. Best thing you can do.
Right.
Lesson learned.
Right.
You know? Like my father, who's gone 50 years now, once said to my mom, you only get one chance to annoy a customer and make him an ex-customer. And here's an example. Right? My father was in the rug business in Englewood, New Jersey. I'll never forget that. As a little kid, it was a little bit more of a graphic conversation, but that's not for radio. But yeah, so, you know, get out of this, go back to your regular lights, go look up Peak headlight bulbs and see what they've got. I think it's Sure Vision is the brand name.
Okay.
All right. And see what that does for you. Okay. Because I would trust a company like Peak that they're going to do the right thing.
Right.
So, all right, sir.
Well, I'll do that.
All right. Good luck. Let me know what happens. Call me back. Let me know what happens. All right.
Will do.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Be well. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm shaking like a leaf, and it ain't no wonder. Drive like lightning, crash like thunder.
Welcome back. We're on the Car Doctor. Let's go over and talk to Rod in Wisconsin. Rod, welcome to the Car Doctor. How can I help?
Hi, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you. Thank you.
You had called here, talked to somebody about taking the cabs off of Ford Super Duties and how difficult it was.
Yep.
We run a small job shop, and I'm retired, but I'm there quite a bit helping out.
Yep.
Sometimes we have two cabs off at the same time. Not so much anymore. Very easy job. The mounts come off easy. We put them on the hoist and lift the cab off. We do most of the time it's head work on the 6 liters, but as you know, the 6 liter engine is kind of going away because the trucks are all rusting out.
Yep.
But most people that got a halfway decent body, we're still putting them together. And because the new trucks are so very expensive,
yeah,
we put the APR studs in the heads, and pretty much the 6 liter after that is not bulletproof, but much better than it was.
pretty crazy way to work on an engine, right? To have to pull a cab off. Can you imagine? Now what happens do you just do the pickups, or do you get into when it's the ambulances and the ambulance bodies, which I think is where my conversation was headed that day, because the ambulances are so much more involved, right?
Yeah, we have done a few ambulances, which being a van body. Most of our work is pickup trucks. That Ford pickup is so popular, especially the older ones.
Yeah.
Like I said, not so much anymore because, with the salt on the road here in Wisconsin, the older trucks are going away. But we have a small used auto dealer, he's going down to Texas and bringing them trucks up. And then, of course, then the old ones end up over by us. And we probably pretty much dominate working on Ford pickups.
Yeah.
Not too many vans, a couple of them. So, yeah, that would be – we have had put injectors in the vans and stuff like that. It's more difficult than the pickup truck. But the newer Ford engine, we really don't have much trouble at all with it a couple times. And even the issues that we did have with the newer ones, Ford stood behind it.
Yeah.
So not as bad as what we had when we had
How long does it take, Rod? You know, a six-liter comes in and it needs head work. Give the listeners an idea of time frame. It doesn't turn around in a day, right? It's a couple of days.
Yeah, a couple of days. Worst thing is if we need to machine the heads, which we do, and sometimes it got crackheads, that's the worst time is getting them, like you've been talking. It's hard to get a machine shop to do that. A lot of the customers will stick up to $10,000 in these old trucks, new injectors, and injectors are very expensive. New injectors and then redo the heads and put them back together. But like I said, it's getting slower now because them bodies are rusting out. But the thing that's kind of holding it still in business is the new trucks are so expensive. Some of them are $75,000 to $100,000.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Do you ever think you'd see the day where it's $100,000 for a pickup truck?
No, never. And I would like to buy a new truck, but they're $50,000 to me is nuts.
Right.
$100,000 would just be insane.
Right.
So yeah. I guess we'll just keep running the old stuff. So
how many years are you in the business, really, Rod? How many years are you in the business?
Well, I'm 72, so I worked in a mill on forklifts and that, and went to tech school for diesel and car mechanics. So well over 40. I taught night school for 42 years. Most of that was air conditioning at first, and later on it was just small engines. So I taught a lot of school over the years. So my ear is glued to your show when it's on because you always got good information and
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I'm not adept as on the new stuff, but, when you're talking about your old 55 and stuff like that, that's music to my ears.
Where do you think the industry's going, Rod? Looking back.
I don't know. In 82, I worked on forklifts, and there's nine of us mechanics, and we brought the electric forklift, and, of course, that had a lead-acid battery. The battery weighed 4,400 pounds. We never thought the electric forklift would ever make it in the mill, and later on, nobody would even drive an LP. The electric just dominated. But, again, the same problem, the battery. And the other big thing was the charger. We changed the processor on the charger, I think, two or three times in the time I was there. And the chargers were, $4,500, and the batteries were $4,500. We had three batteries for each truck. So I can see the electric car coming, but, with the cold temperature, I don't know, you're going to have to heat that battery to keep the capacity up, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of challenges. As a matter of fact, next week's show, for you and everyone to know, next week's show is going to be on tape. We're making a fresh 2 hours for next week, and we've got Mark Mills lined up, and Mark comes on. I did the show last night. It's in the can, as we say, and he has some highlights of what to expect and conversations about. And, I'll give you one little thing to listen for in the interview with him. He talked about how with electric vehicles, the biggest problem is the materials, copper for one. We can't open copper mines fast enough, and now the companies, because they're seeing the faults with the EVs, now the companies aren't willing to invest the money to open up and develop a copper mine. So, the train's on the track, the light is bright, and it's roaring down on us. We're going to see who it runs over first, which wins, but it's going to be very, very interesting. Rod, I enjoyed our time together, and thanks for calling in, and thanks for being part of the Car Doctor family. You're right on target, brother. So you be well, and you have yourself a great rest of the day. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We're going to go in the shop, courtesy of AutoZone, when the Car Doctor returns right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Ron and Andy, the Car Doctor. You know, originally I was going to do today's In the Shop, courtesy of AutoZone. I was going to talk about the black and blue starter for the 66 Cadillac Eldorado, but that's a story I'm going to save for its entirety for next week's show because, trust me, I'm the resident expert on 66 Cadillac Eldorado starters. I can do one in about 14 minutes now, and that's a long story for another day, so you can look forward to that. But I want to talk a little bit about this 02 Chevy Trailblazer we had in the shop this week as well. And I guess the combination of the Trailblazer together with the Cadillac makes me really think about the dwindling parts that are available. And, you know, needless to say, the quality of parts that's available leaves a lot to be desired, but the availability at all. You know, the pickings are getting mighty slim, as they said in American Graffiti. And it makes me wonder where this is going. We had an 02 Chevy Trailblazer that was setting throttle body fault codes, diagnosed it. Yes, it had a bad throttle body. And the only place we were able to find it of decent quality, because there are no more GMs left. General Motors does not. There were none available from Delco. We couldn't get any out of the GM dealer. And we started looking around. The only place we were able to find that throttle body and of quality that we were content with, that we were happy about, was the folks over at AutoZone and Duralast, the Duralast line of throttle bodies. And, you know, this is an issue. It's going to only get worse from here. And it's nice to know that somebody like AutoZone, you know, has our back. As it turns out, this person was going on a 14-hour ride out to Ohio to visit family and, you know, post-holiday celebration. And it's a nice truck. You know, don't misunderstand me. It's 22 years old, but it's in really good shape. It's just barely nudging 85,000 miles on the odometer, and they're just going to hang on to it for a while with the price of new vehicles being what they are. And they just needed a throttle body. It was that simple. And like I said, at least we could send them out. And, you know, as I said to them, I said, hey, if there's a problem, which I don't expect there to be, there's plenty of AutoZones in Ohio. And that's something to look for, too, that the nationwide parts coverage that they provide. So I think that's just a great thing. We have to keep in mind as shop owners where we're sending our customers and what they're doing and, you know, how far out they're going because you know, people come to us because they trust us and they have to, you know, they've got to count on us the way we, you know, we've got to make the right choices. So find it over at AutoZone. You'll find more at the website for my pros out there, AutoZonePro.com. And keep in mind that if you're looking for hard-to-find parts between starters and throttle bodies for Cadillacs and throttle bodies for Trailblazers, AutoZone's got you covered. Anyway, that about does it for today. Speech is very important on radio. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. Good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.